You can love crawfish. You can be obsessed with them. You can post all your social media pics of their red shell glory until your phone dies. But I have a firm conviction that no one ever really gets crawfish until they soak in the full experience of the do-it-yourself backyard crawfish boil. The crawfish boil is a process, one that comes with practices, rituals, and designated roles. Someone must supervise the boil, and someone must analyze how they're doing it wrong. Someone must set at least one live crawfish free on the grass to entertain or terrorize the kids. Someone must organize the peeling detail to salvage leftovers for future etouffee and bisque. As it all unfolds, the boil also comes with a built-in commandment to slow down, and we don't need any tricky traffic cameras from City Hall to remind us how valuable that is today. Crawfish take time to cook, and they take time to eat. They're typically prepared in batches, creating that rarest thing of all these days, the unscheduled interim. The time invested in the process yields conversations, the general casual intimacy of talk that comes out when the pressure's off. See also marsh fishing, sewing circles, baseball. This weekend brings the high holy days of Louisiana boiled seafood. Its customs and traditions will play out in countless individualized ways that all draw from a common thread. The family boil might be the best proving ground for this, because it gives you a full tableau of local life. The crawfish boil brings everyone together, not just the college kids here, the young parents there, and the old gray hairs over there. It mashes everyone together around the table, and maybe over the ice chest. The delicious pursuit of crawfish provides common cause and opens a big tent. Yes, crawfish are beasts, but a crawfish boil can make us all feel a little more human. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.